As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Every Monday, typically, depending on travel schedules and baseball games and such, we do the Sweet 16. Been doing it now for probably 20 years or more, presented by Weber Chevrolet and Skip Weber. Today, we're doing the Sweet 16. And if you've never heard it before, it's just like the Sweet 16. We just rank them 16, get down to the Elite Eight, Final Four, and then the winner of whatever category it is for the day. And the category today is Best Anti-Hero. It could be, I guess, any fictional character. All of mine are from TV and movies. But this was kind of yours. You want to describe how you envision it?
I think all of mine, a couple of mine might be from literature, but they also made them on TV. But it's like when you watch something and you go, it's really good. Like so many TV shows these days have got a great character and he or she is a bad person. But it's the main character, and it's kind of who you root for, but you're rooting for someone who does bad things. And even if they do some good things, too, they have these tragic flaws or whatever you might want to say. Mm-hmm. So it's just fun.
Do you envision it? Some of the people on my list are pretty nasty.
Yeah. Me too.
They don't do a lot of charity work.
Me
okay.
Too. Me too.
So it's just
this, but you can have like one of the persons on my list is really bad in some respects, but is the hero of the movie and I mean is a good guy in that movie.
Gotcha.
So we can talk about that when it gets to it.
Take it away.
So I'll give you a perfect example. My first one is Hannibal Lecter.
Wow.
Movies about him, focus point, people kind of they think it's funny when he says he's having someone for dinner. You know what that's going to mean. He helps Clarice Starling mm-hmm. find the person. He's a really bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good one.
That could be the one to beat. That's really good. Yeah. Because you do. Like, my favorite of those movies is Hannibal, the one where he's in Italy. I just want a 10-hour movie of him curating the museum in Italy.
Yeah. You're fascinated by him.
You don't need to eat anybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you ever seen the NBC treatment of Hannibal?
No.
It stars Mads Mikkelsen as Hannibal Lecter. It's really, really good.
I really like Mads Mikkelsen.
You would love this. It's from about 5 years ago.
Really?
It's really good. You should check it out. It's online now. Andrew?
I will say Michael Corleone.
Nice one.
Another perfect example.
Yeah. Yep.
Bang. That's me shooting somebody.
Mm-hmm.
If I was Michael Corleone.
I'm going to say Tony Soprano.
Yeah, that's the one I had as my one to beat.
Mm-hmm. Hard to beat that one.
I think I've lost. Okay, I lost the audio for a second. I couldn't hear anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, now it's weird. Bad. I think this was the connection.
I think had I not seen James Gandolfini in other things, I would have just assumed that this was the perfect meeting of man and machine, and he was just born to play Tony Soprano. But then when you see him in other things, you realize, no, he was just that good.
He's a great actor. I actually, on the plane, I watched Enough Said with him and Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah,
didn't love the movie, but he was, but when I started it, I'm like, I'm only going to be able to see Tony Soprano. And by the end, I was like, oh, right, that's him. Like, he just melts into whatever role he's doing.
He
he's
plays
so
a general in a movie called In the Loop.
Yep.
Which is made by the same Armando Iannucci, who also was in Veep, and he's spectacular.
Isn't he the prison warden in Brubaker? He's great in that. Yes, yes.
First thing I saw him in was Get Shorty, where he played Bear.
He
was the bodyguard.
Yeah.
When John Travolta kicks his ass and then picks him up and helps him and talks about his movie career, and he's really good in that too. Let's see. I'm going to go a different direction. I'm going to go comedic, and I'm going to go with Archie Bunker.
Yeah. That's a good point. That's very good.
He was so nasty and so hateable, and yet you watched for him. And when he found his soul, you felt good and you rooted for him, and kind of the classic anti-hero to me. Back to Skip.
I'm going to go with the man with no name in multiple Clint Eastwood movies.
Oh, yeah.
Gunslinger, nothing but a killer.
Yeah.
Comes in and saves a town in this episode.
Yeah. This is going to make me seem stupid because I should know this, but I don't. Is it the same character in all the movies?
Not really.
Okay.
They don't really ever say.
So there's not a through line.
Yeah, because like, for example, in Pale Rider, it's still kind of the same thing, but he's a preacher in that, and it's just like Sergio Leone didn't do Pale Rider, I don't think, but they said, here's what we're going to do, and Clint Eastwood is going to play him. He's just going to be a guy, and he's not going to have not going to say what his name is and all in different cities and... Yeah, it's just a cool concept.
Yeah.
But always kind of the same guy. Fistful of dollars, few dollars more, whatever.
That would be one for people born to play a part. Is Clint Eastwood playing that part?
No question.
A lot of guys could do it, but no one could do it like he did.
No,
he created a new character.
Yeah.
A new type of outlaw.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Andrew.
Walk with me here. Garfield.
All right. I'm listening.
He is not your typical protagonist, right? He's a bit of a he's got attitude, he's got problems, right? He's not very nice to a lot of people around him. He's not very nice to John, not very nice to Odie at all. But
he's the hero of the strip. I totally agree.
But you do root for him and you tune in week after week to the strip, to the show, to the movies because you want to see what Garfield does next.
I think it's perfect. If I saw Garfield in real life, I'd want to drop him off the arch. I can't stand it.
Just for what he did to Nirmal alone. Shipping him off to Abu Dhabi all the time.
Can I tell you, I'm quite familiar with who Garfield is, mostly through you. I've never read a single strip.
I'll get you taken care of.
No, it's okay.
I'll bring you. I have about 1,000 collections.
I feel like if I've waited this long, I can probably make it the rest of the way.
I'll bring you some collections.
Right.
Let's see. How about Don Draper?
Yeah, that was going to be my big surprise.
Ooh,
one.
Great one.
See, that's what I was looking for. But no, I have to go with Archie Bunker.
You get credit for that one, too.
I'm going to go with one of the originals for me. I was probably a teenage kid when this came out, J.R. Ewing in Dallas.
Oh, wow. That's a great one.
He was the first villain
bad.
I remember.
Yeah, without him... Show last three episodes, max.
Yeah. When he got shot, did he die when it was like, who shot JR?
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
No,
I don't feel bad about
he did
it.
Not die.
No, he makes it.
Okay.
You really don't know what happened there?
No, I just know that it was the basis for Who Shot Mr. Burns.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how I relate. I just relate everything.
That show's definitely an age
how
difference.
How it affects
there.
The Simpsons.
And what's funny about that is nowadays, nobody waits for anything like that.
No.
The whole season's, I mean, we're watching a series right now that is releasing every Wednesday, and it's just infuriating us. And for the first 50 plus years of our lives, that's what we did. And now it infuriates us that we can't immediately, it's only 9:30, we can watch another one. No, we can't. We have to wait another week. It's terrible.
Yeah.
And that people had to wait whole summer.
Yes.
If you remember that.
Yes,
was
I do.
A big deal.
Whose turn?
It's Skip's turn.
Okay, Skip.
All right. Stick with me on this one.
Okay.
Godzilla.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
Putting him up against Michael Corleone.
How really did you depends. Not put him up against Garfield?
All right, I'll put him against Garfield.
Really depends on what movie specifically he's in, whether he's like
I think a pretty cool classic
dude
ones,
or
the classic ones when the plot was humans were trying to fight Godzilla at the same time he was fighting Mothra, Rodan, or whatever like that. It was never the humans never necessarily only a few people saw him as a good guy.
Did Godzilla just sneak up onto land and start knocking down buildings, or was he always provoked?
He was an allegory initially for nuclear war. And so the idea was that, like, dropping bombs into the ocean
gonna lead to bad things.
And stuff would eventually mutate a well-meaning, you know, lizard or whatever it was under the ocean.
Well, I think he woke him up. Monstrous. I think he was asleep under the ocean and the bombs woke him up. I don't think it was mutation per se, because he was a giant Allosaurus was the dinosaur species he was. Yeah. But he always...
You two are having a nerd off.
He right, always then. Appeared to not fight the other bad animals, but everybody was just as afraid of him as anybody would be.
Sure.
Yeah, so...
I mean, as a kid, he was a hero.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I didn't like when he fought King Kong. I don't like having
I never even saw that one. I didn't want... I kind of want to see that one.
Sophie's choice.
Exactly.
Don't fight,
exactly.
Boys.
King Kong could have been the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Very good point.
He just liked the girl.
Yeah.
Andrew's turn.
I'm going to give mine to a listener who called and said, Barry, the Bill Hader character from the HBO show of note. Everyone is looking blankly, so I'm going to change that. And instead, sorry, we're not going to do Barry. Instead, we're going to do George Costanza.
Good one. Barry's a good one, though. I only watched the first season of that.
What show is that?
It's
the show Barry.
Yeah, it's called Barry. Henry Winkler and Bill Hader. Bill Hader is a killer, like a hired assassin, but he also is taking theater classes, and it's just like hilarity ensues kind of thing. But I didn't make it past the first season, but it's good.
I'm going to go with Travis Bickle from Taxi Driver.
Yeah.
Kind of a bad guy, but he's not 100%. He thinks he's doing the right thing.
Yeah.
See, we can change it if you get
No. That's perfect.
Okay.
I will go with Dexter.
Oh, I had him too.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably the first series like that I got really into, like every Sunday night on HBO kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like that was, and then I never went back. I heard that the ones after the finale sucked. Like they did a reboot of it.
Oh yeah,
where he like works at Baskin Robbins or something.
Yeah, you don't need to watch reboots.
Skip.
How many do we have left?
We have four left, so everyone gets one more.
Okay, but so
you can have mine if you want.
No, that's all right. I just am worried, but when we talked a few weeks ago and made up this category, we talked about a certain character.
Yes.
Which is the epitome of this. But then I want to talk about the one that I was gonna say in the movies as a bad guy. So why don't you guys pick between these two?
Okay.
Walter White from Breaking Bad. That's the epitome of it to me. Bad guy selling meth to people, for in his mind a good reason and all that. And you find yourself rooting for him even though he's doing horrible things. Or John Wick.
Ooh.
John Wick, a hired killer, hired assassin. In the John Wick movies, he's actually the good guy. He's not really doing evil, but he is bad, and he's so good at what he does because he's a bad guy.
I'd say put them both on.
Okay.
Yeah. I think they both belong there. Throwing him out, I had Jamie Lannister and Dr. House.
I love the Dr. House one. I didn't know
Cat
you guys
Woman.
Liked it.
You what?
I had Catwoman.
Oh.
Catwoman?
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, no. I caught it the second time.
Batman, Catwoman.
Mm-hmm.
They fight, but sometimes they're friends.
Rach, you have anything?
Sometimes.
I had Walter White, so that's it. All right, I filled it out. We put on Walter White, John Wick, Dr. House, and Catwoman.
Cool.
Dr. House, one of my favorite characters of all time.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
All right, Sweet 16 of the best anti-hero of all time, Hannibal Lecter versus George Costanza.
I like this matchup. I'll go Hannibal Lecter.
I'll go Hannibal.
Yeah. Lecter moves on. Michael Corleone versus Travis Bickle from Taxi Driver.
I'll go Travis.
I'll go Corleone.
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 Tony Soprano versus Dexter.
Tony.
Yeah,
Tony. Pretty easy. Archie Bunker versus Walter White.
Walter White.
Walter.
Yeah, Walter.
Clint Eastwood, the man with no name, versus John Wick.
Ooh, I'll go Clint Eastwood.
I will too.
Yeah, I will too. I think it was pretty
classic. I think so too.
Classic.
I think so too.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, we haven't had any ties yet.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Garfield versus Godzilla.
Garf.
Godzilla.
Garf.
I'll go Garfield.
I have to, too. I mean, just based on the stupid parameters, I mean, it makes sense.
Sold it.
Don Draper versus Dr. House.
House.
I'll say Draper.
Draper.
I'm going to make it a tie.
All right, let's ask the captain.
That's a tough one. I guess I'd go Don Draper. That's sort of a tough one for me, but I'll stick with him.
So you're a House fan as well?
Yeah.
I think that's one of my favorite shows that ever was on. I love that show.
Well, you've disappointed the sponsor.
No,
thank you very much.
Right. I might say the same thing about Mad Men if I ever watched it. I've never seen it. That's the thing. So I had to.
That's a good one to have in your future.
Mm-hmm.
J.R. Ewing from Dallas versus Catwoman.
Oh, man.
I'll go Catwoman because I've never seen Dallas.
I'll say Catwoman.
It only takes you.
I'll say JR then.
I'll make it a tie to Roger.
I'm doing JR too, yeah.
All right.
All right. Elite Eight, anti-heroes, Hannibal Lecter versus Michael Corleone.
Hannibal.
Mm.
Hannibal.
Corleone. Michael.
They both have an affinity for Chianti, by the way.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
Tie to Roger.
I'm going to go with Corleone. I'm just like the old school stuff, so.
Fair enough. Tony Soprano versus Walter White.
Tony.
Walter.
Walter.
Tony.
Oh, it's a tie to Roger again.
Ooh, man, that.
I'm going to try to, let me try to sell it. Here's why I picked Walter White. Because Walter White in episode one was a good guy, and he devolved into doing all the bad things.
And he wears glasses.
Yeah. Well, he wears glasses. I agree with Skip. That makes sense. I mean, when you're talking about the transition, what good intentions, and then how bad he gets. I mean, the transition as opposed to, you know, yeah, that's definitely, there's definitely a more dramatic change. I mean, it is a change. I don't really know if you can say the same about the other character.
Clint Eastwood, Man with No Name versus Garfield.
Garf.
I'm going Clint.
Clint?
All right, it's a tie. And Roger, I hope you do the right thing here.
No way, it's not Garfield. Clint.
Why wouldn't it be Garfield?
Garfield could have won this whole thing.
Garfield, I'm just not a Garfield fan. I could just care less about Garfield.
Shaping up into the chunk of cheese.
I'm not even a cat person, so.
One last addition to the Final Four. We're doing the Sweet 16 of anti-heroes. It is The Man with No Name, Clint Eastwood versus No Weight. We still have to do Don Draper versus J.R. Ewing.
I got to go Draper. I got to go J.R. because I haven't seen the other.
Draper.
Draper.
Ty to Roger.
I like I said before, I'm old school, so I'll go with J.R.
You can always depend on Roger. He's going to go old school.
That's true.
I've learned this now over the
well, I'm old.
Time we've been doing this. It's the only school you know.
And then there's the people out there saying, old school? Who's old school? Yeah. What happened to Cary Grant? And
there's your Final Four. How are things going at Weber?
They're going very, very well. We just, momentum is doing great. The year's been outstanding. It's kind of the end of the model year for most things. We got some 2025s in some, and that means that there's a little bit of a bump up of a lot of rebates. So the prices just dropped on 24s pretty well and all across. So I mean, it's a great, great time to buy. When we're churning the inventory out like this and it's coming back in soon, that just keeps going lower because we gotta, it's almost like being on a crack pipe type thing.
Yeah.
We have to sell as many this month. Well, how do we do that? Well, let's lower the prices to do it. So it's going very well. Reviews are still top of the charts. So I mean, can't complain about anything.
If you could only keep one car in your line, what would you keep? You can only sell one car.
Oh, see, that's so hard because I mean, right now it's so wonderful having the tracks. I mean, the tracks blows everything away. But I need the Silverado, too. So I don't know. I mean, I can't. If you go to two, I would take those two. But you know, our new Traverse is just, it went from really good, really functional, maybe a little bit kind of a mom car to just a killer, three-row SUV. Of course, Tahoe and Suburban are amazing, always will be. They're just not high volume. So, I mean, Chevy product is just second to none. I just love it.
Final four of anti-heroes, Michael Corleone versus Walter White.
Walter.
Walter.
I'm going to go Walter also.
The Man with No Name versus J.R. Ewing.
The Man.
The Man.
The Man.
Walter White versus Clint Eastwood.
Walter.
Clint.
Walter.
Clint.
Well, we know what he's going to pick.
Clint.
He seems sheepish about it now.
Which one was older?
Right.
How far back in history can we go?
Super contest. What was the last one?
Do we remember it? We have to remember this. We do this every week.
It was a while ago now. Hold on.
It was 3 weeks ago.
Wow, has it been that long?
Yeah, because I missed the last 2 weeks. Yep.
Hold up.
Just making noise because we're on the radio.
Hold up. Hang on, everybody. it was Don Johnson.
Trendsetter?
Yeah, it was like iconic look.
Iconic look, yeah.
That should have never been the super winner.
So you want to replace it with The Man with No Name?
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
I would vote Clint.
Okay, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you do that.
Yeah, basically.
That's how you do business. That's how you wrap it up. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
All right.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.